John Caulfield, Galway United on the road again tomorrow evening. This time it's down to Ferry Carrick Park and to take on Wexford. But before we just talk about that, can we just go back to Monday and the previous Friday? A good win over Finn Harps at Eamon Deasy Park and the 1-1 draw, you know, 4 points out of a possible six and you're 11 points clear. So were you happy with the way the weekend went overall?
I suppose in the circumstances, John, yes. You know, obviously we go out to win every match. The game in Bray last week was a very difficult game, which we knew, but we had been 1-0 up at half time. Obviously, straight after half time, we conceded a penalty, and also Rob Slevin was sent off. So we were down to 10 men, and the game was 1-1. So for literally the second half, we played with 10 men. So in those circumstances, we were happy with the point because, to be fair to Bray, they played well and they had us under pressure, even though we had a couple of chances maybe at the end. But at the same time, you know, I think playing that long with 10 men, you know, getting a draw was a good result. And the lads showed a lot of character because it was a hot evening and they had a lot of work to do. And obviously, we were looking for a reaction on Monday at home to Finn Harps. And, you know, again, you know, bank holiday Monday, you know, not getting back from Dublin until 1:30 in the morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. It was all about recovery and being ready for Monday. And to be fair to the lads, they hit the ground running. And, you know, for the first 25, 30 minutes, you know, we didn't allow Finn Harps to breathe. And obviously getting those four goals had the game wrapped up.
Yeah, and the fact that you got the four goals in the opening 20 minutes, I mean, it was a pretty explosive performance. And we were, you know, in the press box even suggesting this could be 7 or 8. I mean, I know it turned out to be 6, but the way that they played in the opening 20 minutes must have been very, very heartening. But in another way, and on the other hand, the fact that you got their fifth early in the second half, and then it was the 90th minute before you got the sixth one. So were you a little bit concerned at how they kind of seemed to ease off in those, say, 40 minutes in the second half between the fifth and sixth goals?
No, John, because Finn Harps are a very good team, and the results show that, you know, on the table that they're competing for the playoff positions. And, you know, we went up at the start of the season and we had a narrow 2-1 victory. You know, it was the fact that our reaction and our intensity was so high for the first half an hour. And we felt that if we got at them early, we might cause them problems, which we did. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's the glass half full or half empty. It's like, you know, people commenting that, you know, Finn Harps aren't good, but I thought we were excellent, you know, and it's very hard to maintain, you know, that sort of, when you get 4 or 5 and up, that intensity for the rest of the game after the fact that we had played 3 days earlier and been away from home. So, you know, I think, you know, and obviously Finn Harps rallied a little bit as well, and they closed down and became much more defensive, so not to allow us to score any more goals. But overall, I think, you know, any home game that you have and you come away and you win 6-0, you have to be thrilled with that.
Now let's talk about tomorrow night. It is Wexford. It's Ferry Carrick Park, another long journey down for you. But it is a side that you've done very well with in the past. But again, the caution kind of lifts its head as well. So how do you see tomorrow night going?
Yeah, well, I think for both of us, again, it's, you know, both our third game in 7 days. And I suppose the thing again is that, you know, we've a 4-hour bus journey down there tomorrow after having a 3-hour bus journey last Friday to Bray. So, you know, so you're looking at a scenario where, you know, we've prepared well all week. We've obviously done a lot of recovery. You know, the weather in Galway has been absolutely smashing. We seem to be the only part of the country that's got this weather, which is brilliant, John, on one hand. But from a training point of view, it's dehydration kicks in very quickly. So, but look, we prepared well. We know our Wexford strengths. Dobbs is flying with goals this season, very, very good player. And then they have Danny Forlan and the Livingston. So we know a lot about them. But I suppose from us, again, it's making sure that we've recovered, we're full of energy, and we're full of intensity, because, you know, we like to play a high intensity game. And when we play that way, we're very good. And if we don't play that way, we're not as good. And some teams have caused us problems. So, you know, they'll obviously look to probably slow it down. But at the same time, you know, it's the last game before the break, and there's another opportunity for us to get 3 points.
And you mentioned about the intensity. Last Monday was extremely intense. A few players came out the wrong side of a few challenges as well, and there were several knocks picked up. What's the situation with them?
Yeah, well, I suppose the biggest thing at the moment is that Conor McCormack is under pressure. Conor with his knee, he got a very bad challenge. Conor O'Keefe obviously went off with played with stitches against Bray, and the doctor advised him not to play this week, so he's under pressure. Killian Bruder suspended. Darren Clark got a knock near the end of the game. So yeah, there are a number of lads that are touch and go, and with a short turnaround is tight. But as I said, we're giving everyone the chance until up to kickoff to see if they're right or not, because we know their fitness levels are good. So it's only just a question whether they recover enough.
And you brought on a few of the younger lads on Monday, and you gave them game time as well. I mean, that's going to be very crucial for them. That experience that they're gathering with every match is something that might be called upon later on.
Yeah, well, as I said, we want to give guys the opportunity, if they're good enough, to get into the first team. We have a number of lads that train with the first team. As I said, the step up from under-19 football to first team level when you're competing to try and win a league is really, really difficult. But we're really delighted with young Stephen Healy and, you know, a few of the other young lads coming through, but particularly Stephen, because he needs game time, he needs to get more experienced, and it's given him a flavour of what needs to be done. And, you know, we see him as a player that over the next 12 to 18 months will have a big impact at our club. But it is always difficult, you know, because there is no reserve division, there is no second team. And, you know, he's playing with the 19s at the moment, but, you know, in a few months he'll be out of 19 football, and that's always the challenge. But it's great for him to get the game time. It's great for our fans to see them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you bring them into these matches when, you know, more or less the game has been won. But, you know, it's just showing them that intensity, and they can see that. And they often discuss that at training, that, you know, the higher level and the quickness of the game, and how they have to adjust to that. So it's all good from that point of view, John.
Finally, John, another good travelling support, hopefully heading down to Wexford tomorrow evening. And, you know, they were so crucial last Friday against Bray. You'd be hoping for the same again.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, I keep saying that the supporters have got behind this team right from the start of the season. We asked for that, and they have been right there. And I suppose, to be fair to the team, they've given great value so far, you know, in terms of the amount of goals and wins that have been there. But at the same time, every game is tricky. I know there's quite a number travelling down tomorrow night. And look at all the support we can get, the better, because, you know, I feel it's a good time for the new Galway United. I've said that all along, that, you know, it's great for supporters coming down, and certainly great for them, you know, leaving the ground when the team gets a positive result. And look, we'll be looking to do that again tomorrow.